This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
If you're unfamiliar with the concept, this is Good Days American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to introduce you to yet another person who's making it in America as a farmer, the issues that farmers have, the problems that farmers have, how especially American family farmers are dealing with some of these problems. Every week on this program, I reach out to somebody who has done it right, having a good experience. There are people who are family farmers or who are running farm businesses. There are people who are in the locavore movement who are very interested in our conversations here on this program. You can always send me an email, doug@dougsteffen.com, with ideas on what it is that you would like me to discuss, people that you want me to meet or have the audience meet. This program has become very successful because there is a very strong and loyal audience to this issue. Even though we don't have less than 2% of the people in this country are now producing the food for all of us and for many people around the world because of a lot of advances, things have gone too far for many of the American family farmers, and so I'm trying to put a halt to that my own way using my experience as a broadcaster and as a dairy farmer. I've been around cows all my life. I think that helps me to understand better what's going on, and to because I have some resources here, it gives me the opportunity to get people on to discuss how I advocate and how they advocate for the family farm. So every week, hopefully, you'll make this a priority. You can find the podcasts in any number of places, including DougSteffen.com, TuneIn Radio. It's on Stitcher. It's on GCN Live. It's on CRN Radio America. I mean, I can just go through a litany of them. If you go to DougSteffen.com or DJV, DJVshow.com, you can find access to this if you don't happen to hear it. One week you can go back. It's kind of like now you can watch all the television shows by going to Netflix or to the website of the networks. The question comes on who's doing what on farms. More and more women are actively running, owning, operating farms. This is a good sign as far as I'm concerned. I think the more people that we have who have sensitivity to the animals, you know, it doesn't mean that you're always going to run everything. Everybody doesn't do everything the way that everybody else, you know, it's not going to be mass approval of certain things. But, you know, in my life, I have found that if I say and then act as I say, what I believe becomes what I demonstrate. And so in this circumstance, I'm not somebody who eats meat. I'm not a vegetarian. I do eat some fish, but not much. I don't like, to eat, I just don't like to eat flesh. That's just me. I don't criticize people for doing it. It's something that actually is good for you because we all need protein. I just have to find my protein elsewhere. And so I stay away from the discussion of animals and what happens to them as they go through the process to be prepared. What I thought you'd find interesting is meeting America's pig farmer. There's a website, americaspigfarmer.com, americaspigfarmer.com. And there you can learn about Carrie Underlee. She happens to be the author of the James Beard-nominated book, The Art of Beef Cutting. She's a principal of Range, Inc., which is a meat academy. She's third-generation butcher, travels the country conducting meat training seminars and demonstration. So this is a fascinating world. Carrie, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
So there are a lot of people who are, the locals are into farm-to-table. It's become kind of a foodie buzzword, but When it comes to raising animals or raising produce, as far as that's concerned, there are people who are trying to make it easier to bring the farm and the products from the farm to restaurants and to your table. So as a female butcher, you're working through, is it the same sort of thing that women find in other industries? Is there a glass ceiling here?
Well, yes, there is. One of the things that I've been fortunate enough to do is, you know, being a butcher sounds kind of a little unusual, but I'm a third-generation butcher, and not realizing that I would stay in the business my whole life, I started apprenticing to make more money so I could put my way through college. And my experience of writing the book, The Art of Beef Cutting, everybody realized that I was a woman. And, you know, I never focused on that. I was just trying to you know, earn an honest living and put my way through college. And then the woman thing came up. And it was just, you know, I think a lot of women don't focus on being women, but there are hurdles and challenges for women, obviously, in certain male-dominated industries, and farming and meat production is definitely, obviously, a male-centric business.
Yeah, let's talk about specific things, though, that you've gone through. You're at the forefront of this growing movement. There are a lot of female butchers around now.
Sure.
And I wonder how you feel you're changing the meat industry, because that's some of the challenges, the way the good old boys have done it. They don't like to have new ideas. They want to do it the old way, right? Isn't that what you face pretty much every day?
I do. So one of the projects that I've worked on that I think has kind of helped break a little bit of that glass ceiling, I haven't completely cracked through it yet, but I've done a lot of work helping develop new cuts, working on the Flatiron and the Denver cut, and trying to help farmers add value to their meat animals. And by doing that, that kind of brought people's attention to this, you know, this different work that women can do. This week, actually, I was out in outside of Boston, and we conducted a Women in Meat Northeast conference.
Really? Where in Boston? I'm in suburban Boston. Where was this held?
We were out in Petersham, out at Harvard Forest.
So
we went out, and this was our first one for the Northeast, and we put it together in 3 months, and we had farmers, chefs, educators, myself, other women butchers. And we got together, and it was just so powerful because, you know, they all talked about being in this male-dominated industry. So we had a sheep farmer from Maine. We had a chef from Finger Lakes, New York. We've had folks from the Boston area, and we all just talked about challenges. We cut up meat. We talked about how to merchandise it and sell it at farmers markets. You know, women... it was just so powerful. I'm always amazed at how that works. You know, sometimes the guys get upset because they want to go, but there's plenty of conferences.
Yeah, well, that's part of the glass ceiling stuff. We'll continue in a moment. Carrie Underley, who has written the book The Art of Beef Cutting, is someone who has taught around the country, continues to run these seminars, as she's demonstrating here with a conversation about what happened here in New England this past week. But ways that you can learn how to, in your circumstance, perhaps if you're selling your own beef and meat, lamb, pork, whatever, at your farm, there will be some help here. Helpful hints and directions on where you can go to get more specific information. Speaking of more specific information, every day I am asked about Super Beets and whether or not Super Beets are, is it the real deal? Is this, come on, Doug, you're just getting paid to be a spokesperson, so you tell stories. No, I tell the truth. And the secret here is in the dietary nitrates in the beets. Your body will convert them into nitric oxide as soon as they get into your body, which is a miracle molecule for arteries. Open them up, get more circulation to your muscles, to your brain, to your body's organs, everywhere. This is something that the food comes, these non-GMO beets come from the dirt. And what's in the dirt is important for the people who are developing these beets, and they cook them, they dry them, they powder them, and you get them in a canister, and you put a teaspoon into a glass of water or a smoothie. With each teaspoon, you get three beets. And these beets, with their nitric oxide in them, open up the arteries so that you have more blood getting everywhere. That improves your heart health, keeps your the thing that is the indicator of your body falling apart is blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, it's death. So you want to keep it where it is. As long as, I mean, a lot of people are starting this in their 20s and 30s. It's basically, if you're in your 40s and you're concerned about your blood pressure, you ought to be on this. Super Beets work brilliantly for tens of thousands of men and women who are worried about their blood pressure. You're looking for a boost in performance. This is the way to get it. Dial 800-655-4183. Very convincing information you get in the book Beat the Odds, which comes with your first order. Call, order for the first time from Super Beets. You get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free with that order. 800-655-4183. Call now while you're thinking about it. Get more energy. Get yourself into that right zone physically. 800-655-4183. This is for everybody. You can order them online as well at DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
However you dream of saying I do, David's Bridal has a dress to match your style, your wedding, and your budget. Starting October 21st, every wedding dress is on sale. Yes, every wedding dress, even our newest arrivals, and even our exclusive designer collections, including Olay Cassini, Truly Zach Posen, Melissa Sweet, and more. Save $50 to $150 on all regular price wedding dresses, and up to $500 on select styles. The sale starts October 21st. Make your appointment now to find your perfect dress for way less at David's Bridal. Excludes DB Studio.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vetrazza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vetrazza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vetrazza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vetrazza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vetrazza.com.
Use the discount code RADIO to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vetrazza.com.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code...
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
Here's to the farmer, the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Yes, I'm American family farmer. Along with Carrie Underly, who is the pig farmer of the year, the 2016 pig farmer of the year in our country. She's the author of a book about cutting beef. She does something that is very unusual, although her family's been in this for a long time, and that's how I'm sure you got taught. Right, Carrie, your father and grandfather were experts in this field. It's really pretty amazing as we look at agriculture in our country, past and present. I bet you have great conversations with your grandfather, or did, with regard to things that have been done before and how it's been done and now the way things are changing. I'm really a novice here. I have no knowledge whatsoever. What I remember... actually, what horrified me when I was a kid, going to a slaughterhouse, I may have been, I don't know, 10, 12 years old, and I saw the head of an Angus in a bucket, and it just threw me, I mean, I didn't know what to think of it. And I think I began thinking, because I believe these critters are here with reason and the same kind of spirit stuff as affects humans, and they make choices, as you know. I mean, we all make choices about stuff when we come in, and some have chosen to be part of the food chain, just the way that it works. You may not think about it that way, but that's, you know, we all have different ideas and different ways of thinking about it. So when I saw that, I kind of started to be turned off, but I ate meat as a kid and growing up until I had a thought as a young adult when I had my cows. And I thought, these cows are there, my friends. I treat them like pets. I had 500 cows at one point in time. It's hard to treat them all as pets. But I did, and I would never send my cows to slaughter. My cows never went to slaughter. They all give them away to people who would take care of them with the agreement not to slaughter them. I kept a lot of them retirement on my farm. That's just my way of appreciating what these animals have done. But some of these animals come into the world to be eaten. That's what the beef business is all about. And same with sheep and pigs and chickens and whatever else. So for those, I don't make judgments. I just say I don't eat my friends, and I'll leave it at that. Although I will tell you, I've been into some of these monstrous, and you probably have been too, these monstrous slaughterhouses or the reality, if you are growing chicken, let's say, for Tyson or Purdue, and what happens to the chickens. If you ever went into, as I say this to people, you ever go into a slaughterhouse and see what they do to these chickens, you'd never have another bite of chicken in your life. But I suspect it's different with you because you handle each one of these animals individually, right?
Well, let me just back up a second. So
yeah.
Brad Greenway is the pig farmer of the year. So I was the judge, and I went out to talk to him and looked at his farm. So I'm not the pig farmer of the year, although I wish I was.
Oh, I thought you were. I don't know where I got that information.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, so, but that's all right. So, yeah, when it comes to, you know, just like you said, animals are put on this earth. Some animals are born to enter the meat cycle. And, you know, I think consumers now are being more aware at how animals are raised and how they're cared for. I mean, we all want animals to be raised humanely.
Yep.
We like to say they have a great life and a really bad couple moments. And that's kind of the goal for the American farmers, to make sure that that animal, if it's a pig on pasture, some hogs are raised in barns. And if they're in a cold environment, you don't want them to freeze. So, you know, they stay monitored with temperature. But we're really starting to see kind of this movement on how animals are raised and cared for. And like I said, the consumer is really starting to drive that change. And when, you know, farm to table is kind of somewhat of a buzzword in a way. But what that's really exposed is when we want to buy local and it's carrots and lettuce. That's pretty simple.
Let's hold that thought. I want to pick that up. Carrie Underle is with me on the American Family Farmer.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
And it is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I hope you're enjoying it, and welcome aboard if you're just tuning in. I'm Michael Harrison. Doug Steffen taking the week off. I think he's in England, widening his horizons, and he'll be back next week. And filling in for me in the color commentary chair is Kevin Casey, who is from Talkers Magazine. He's the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the trade publication that serves Talk Radio, and you can visit it if you like. If you're listening to this show, you're probably a very, very devoted Talk Radio fan. And there's lots of information about Talk Radio and Talk Television, Talk Media in general, at talkers.com, where you can also see this list and many more published there for the public and the industry to see. We were going through the 10 most talked about stories and the 10 most talked about people on Talk Radio, on radio stations such as the one you're listening to now. And we had the battle between Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich. I didn't know quite what to call it on the survey. And that's where we left off before. You had a few more thoughts on the subject, Kevin?
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, Megyn Kelly and what her future is for folks who maybe weren't here before the break. Her contract is coming up, and she is in discussions with Fox to stay with Fox News Channel, and she probably is going to get some offers to go elsewhere. She can't theoretically do that until she gets close to the end of her contract, but, you know, Megyn Kelly has been, front and center at Fox because, first of all, her tete-a-tete, if you will, with Donald Trump earlier in the election cycle. She's made quite a name, and I think that as someone who sits back and analyzes this from a programming standpoint, from an inside the industry standpoint, whatever you think of the politics of everyone involved in this, regardless, Megyn Kelly's clearly very smart. She does her job very well, and she is going to be desired either by Fox to stick around or by someone else. And I think that she's, you know, her payday is certainly going to come. And it will be interesting to see how it affects the future of Fox News Channel, because if she does get a, you know, big dollars to stick around, she's going to be, you know, one of the faces of Fox for some time to come.
No question. And I think she's going to be around whether she's with Fox or anyone. I think that, as I said before, I think that, who knows, maybe even Fox holds her back a little bit because of the need to, you know, follow a certain party line, even though that party line has become vague with the fractionalization of the conservative spectrum there. I think that, you know, Megan might even be better off if she were at a place that at least purports to be unbiased. I don't know if anything is unbiased today, but there's different brands of bias. I don't even want to call it bias. It's targeting. Have you noticed the media in the 21st century, and it started at the end of the 20th century, the media of all kinds tends to preach to acquire and target a mindset as opposed to truly try to be objective and hope that that attracts people who want objectivity. That there has been this definite change in the landscape, at least per my observation, in the last 25 years. Would you agree?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. And, you know, it's interesting that there are people alive today speaking clearly about millennials and even, you know, younger Gen Xers. They don't really remember a time when there was this really serious effort made in the television news game specifically, in the radio news game as well, to be neutral, to be a true news person, to cover the events and do not color it with opinion. That blend took place really before a lot of these people were born, and a lot of folks have never seen that.
Yeah, and I don't know that it is an option, and in many cases an ideal. Let's move on to let's talk about the number four story on the top stories, top topics survey this week, and that is Obamacare premium increases. Now, you're in touch all week long with many, many hosts. Many, and if not most of them, are conservative, because that's the breakdown of American News Talk Radio. It does lean conservative. What has the position been out there among conservative radio hosts about the fact that the premiums might go up?
Well, the premiums are definitely going up, Michael. The Obama administration has said as much. They've admitted, they said, yes, and the premiums are going to be going up, and in many cases, double digits. And the bulk of the news talk personalities that I'm in touch with are saying the following, that this is not surprising. In fact, they thought that this was ultimately the goal of the Affordable Care Act by the Obama administration, that these premiums would go up, people would not be happy about it, and that the solution will ultimately be a move to a single-payer system. And that is, you know, if you're a conservative person, that really is the most socialist form of medical care that a nation can have, and they believe that that's where we're headed, and that it was intentional all along. That's, you know, I guess the conspiracy, if you will, that I'm hearing from a lot of conservative personalities across the country.
Well, it's not that unfathomable that is in fact the case, or the ends justify the means, the proof in the pudding. So, you know, these cliches, if that's what's going to happen, then that's what's going to happen, whether it was planned or not. But I wouldn't be surprised if that was already planned. You know, these people on all sides of these issues are strategic and sneaky, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It certainly wouldn't be the first piece of public policy that had, had a design for a future or something to resolve differently than it did appeared to be, you know, when it was first put before the public.
Did you hear in the news this week, and I know a lot of people have been talking about it, of course you've heard in the news, it's a leading question, that Trump said, let's just call off the election and declare me president?
Yes.
I think he was kidding. Sometimes he's not kidding, and he says things that are so outrageous that the term now is he walks it back by saying he was kidding. But I think he was kidding when he said that. But I think that he doesn't have a lot of leeway anymore for humor. I find now that no matter what he says, his opponents are going to jump on it. And frankly, when you've gone around telling everybody that you think the election is rigged, when even people in your own party are saying that's not a very good thing to be saying for
right.
many, many reasons, and then you say, hey, let's call off the election and declare me the winner, it's not funny. It adds to the fire.
Absolutely, you're right, and it's interesting because what the Trump people will tell you is when Trump was saying, "Oh, the election's rigged," you know, there's no way it's not gonna be fair. And what he's really talking, he's not saying that there are people at all the polling stations who are going to be changing votes. Well, his allegation, is that the media coverage of him, the quote unquote liberal media, which in a lot of people's definition and probably his as well, is a bulk. The bulk of the media is clearly for Hillary and against him, and people are not getting fair information because of this, and in that sense, the election is rigged.
You know, it's interesting. The very thing, you know, it's a double-edged sword for Donald Trump. The very thing that put him on the map as a politician, all of this free media coverage that he had when he first declared his candidacy because he was such great copy, if you will, for the media, that put him there. Clearly, the media coverage of him is mostly negative at this point, in proportion to Hillary. I will certainly, you can't help but observe that. But the very thing that put him there is now taking away from him. And there's an old saying, we're going to take a quick break, but the old saying is, the media loves to build you up, and then it loves to tear you down. And we're seeing this syndrome playing out in vivid color with Donald Trump. We're talking with Kevin Casey. Kevin Casey is the vice president and executive editor of Talkers Magazine, the trade publication in the talk radio world. I'm Michael Harrison. I'm filling in as the anchor today of this week's talk radio countdown show. Doug is on vacation, and Kevin's filling in for me. And we've got plenty more coming your way when the talk radio countdown show continues.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What does spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Okay, let's get back to the Talk Radio Countdown show. We're running out of time, and we're talking with Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine. Kevin is the executive vice president and editor of Talkers and very involved in putting together all of these surveys. Where did we leave off, Kevin? I think you were saying something or I was saying something. I don't remember where we were.
I think we're talking certainly about the Trump and the Trump-Clinton race. And I thought something very, one of the most interesting things I found this week didn't come from a talk show host, but it came from filmmaker Michael Moore. And he, a lot of people are saying that the polls are indicating that this is going to be a slam dunk for Hillary Clinton, and he, of course, who supports Hillary Clinton, has said, whoa, 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 wait a minute, if you people don't, and he's talking to the constituency of you know, liberals and Democrats, saying, if you people think who would possibly vote for Donald Trump, he said, middle America sees the way their lives have been affected by the economy, and they see Donald Trump as a man who is going to say, attempt to do the things he says he's going to do. And the one example was, he said, Donald Trump went before the Detroit Economic Club, and in which seated were a bunch of executives from the Big Three, and he told them, he said, if you are going to ship, make more of your cars in places like Mexico, I'm going to slap a 35% tariff on your cars. And Michael Moore said, they have never had a presidential candidate look them in the eyes and tell them that. And that sort of thing appeals to the middle Americans who are seeing their wages stagnate or disappear and their jobs disappear. He said, if you don't think that's real, you're going to be real surprised when Donald Trump possibly gets elected and these sorts of things happen. So I found that to be fascinating.
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure what Moore means by that. Is he saying a lot more people are going to vote for Trump than you might think? Or is he saying that...
What Moore meant by that is, for those of you who can't fathom how someone could vote for a guy like Donald Trump because of the way he perceives him, he says, I'm telling you why. Middle Americans see him as a man who is trying to save their jobs, prevent jobs from going to Mexico, et cetera, et cetera. And that's real to them, even though you might see Donald Trump as simply a guy who makes outrageous comments.
Or outrageous promises. It's very possible. A lot of people feel that if Trump did some of the things that he says, not all of them, but some of the things he said he would do, that would be good. But that a lot of people who are Trump critics are not critics of what he might do. They're critics of the fact that he might not do anything. There's also a school of thought out there that he doesn't even want to be president, and that Mike Pence will be the president if Trump, and he'll just be a guy running around playing golf and sticking the name Trump on things. There's so many different schools of thought on this election, and then there's the one more before I let you get back to your day job, perhaps there'll be violence or revolution. There are actually people out there, and I don't mean to diminish them. I hope they're wrong. I think they're wrong, but I'm not sure. There are people out there who feel that if Hillary gets elected president, that they have reason to suddenly step up their protest to the level of revolution. I hear people saying this, middle-class people. There's going to be a revolution, an armed revolution in this country.
Yes, and yeah, I've even heard the term race war used.
Yeah, and I, to me, you know, look, we don't, none of us have our finger on the pulse of everything, but I just don't see that. I mean, I see a lot of discontent in the country. I see a lot of protest. I see a lot of injustice. I see a lot of problems, but I don't see it on the level of armed insurrection and that type of a situation, a civil war or a revolution happening. I think this is a very dangerous talk, and I think it's hyperbole, but I do know that there are people that buy into it. And the question is going to be, will it sustain? Will it grow? Will it continue to exist? I mean, we don't have the answer to that. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. And just, you know, Michael, the fact that there are people who are saying this says a lot, that there is this sort of anger and concern. And it really does go back to what Michael Moore was implying, which is that the economy is very real for a lot of middle-class Americans that maybe the elites on the coast don't understand or see.
It's a very, very complicated topic. Kevin Casey, the Vice President and Executive Editor of Talkers Magazine, thank you so much for joining us and for filling in for me. Doug will be back next week. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to be joined by noted attorney and talk radio personality. He's actually the legal editor of Talkers Magazine, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire. We're going to talk a little bit about the hot topics of the week from a legal perspective. That's next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now 53 after the hour, this week's American Family, say it again, Doug, American Family Farmer, a broadcast that's sort of right close to my heart. Now this comment, as I think back upon what we just were talking about here, the history of a certain type of farming, I was thinking back to what I learned on one of my trips to Israel about farming in the Middle East, because that's where farming began, you know. Farming didn't start... A lot of us think, okay, well, it started with the people that came over in the Mayflower. No, there have been farmers for tens of thousands of years. And in the central Jordan Valley, there's a 10,000-year-old village called Ein Gazal. The inhabitants there lived in stone houses. They had timber roof beams. The walls and floors had plaster on them 10,000 years ago. There were lots of people who lived there. They buried their dead under the floors of their houses. They had an interesting history, the farmers did. They decapitated, after the family member died, they decapitated the bodies and decorated their skulls and had them in their homes as a tribute to the people who were in their family who died before them. Imagine us doing that to them. Imagine you having the skull of your mother hanging on the mantle, but that's what they used to do. Fascinating culture. There was something else, though, about this area, and it's recently intrigued archaeologists. As it turns out, it's one of the first farming villages to have emerged after the dawn of what we, I suppose, consider modern agriculture. Around this settlement, farmers raised barley and wheat and lentils. Villagers would go away for months at a time to herd sheep and goats in the hills and bring them back in the wintertime. This town and others like it provided a glimpse of one of the most important transitions in our history, in the history of humanity. The movement that people domesticated plants and animals, they settled down in a community, and they began to produce the kind of society in which most of us live today, a community of people with work, but most of the work was around how they fed themselves. Most of the original settlers, most of the people over the last 10, 20,000 years have spent their whole lives, all of their life, raising food for them to eat. Enormous questions they had to deal with. How did this all start? How did it spread to other parts of the world? I find this kind of stuff fascinating. And because of what they've done in the DNA department, extraction from some of the skeletons they found in this village and other areas of the Middle East and the Near East, there have been some ideas that have been long held by historians that are wrong. Agriculture, domestication, it was one in the same. And what's more, you look at this, some of this new data shows that early farmers would leave a tremendous mark on history. Whether you be in Asia, in the Middle East, whether you're up in Europe, some of the ancestry there became part of the history of farming because as they moved, they grew barley and wheat. And that's how it was transferred to other parts. As they nomadically moved, they brought the seeds with them and were able to continue. That was how civilization changed. They brought the means of production with them. And so with this, the beginning of what I guess we'd call the agricultural revolution changed us a lot. The hunter-gatherers became domesticators of plants and animals. They didn't wander anymore. They built villages and towns and grew the animals where they were. They didn't go looking for them. They just grew them there. And that's where the stable food supply allowed populations to explode. Without that, we'd still be like cavemen if this movement hadn't changed the way we lived. Hundreds and thousands of miles. People moved from what is today Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and Israel and Jordan and went up to Europe through Greece and Turkey. And brought their crops and their livestock and the tools for their preparation with them. Now, this actually goes back, according to the what they found in doing the carbon dating, 11, 12,000 years ago, into the area of the Fertile Crescent. Remember the Indiana Jones movie, the focus on the Fertile Crescent? Well, that's where it was, in Jordan and Israel, an area known as the Southern Levant. We hear a lot of that today with ISIS and Daesh, but it started back there, the reference to this area, and what a wonderful tag to history, understanding where what we do for a living all started in that area. As a matter of fact, some of it goes back 23,000 years to the shores of the Sea of Galilee. I thought you'd enjoy that perspective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.